The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me just dampen my brow. We're back. We're back. We're locked and we're loaded. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Piscopo in the morning. Frankie is here and Albert is here. Thanks to Carol Ault. Absolutely adore Carol. She is so much fun. And I tell you, as you listen and as you watch, and when I talk to you and I meet you when we go out, it's like there's so much noise. It's so negative. Everybody's yelling at everybody else. And then I had a great makeup guy at Neil Cavuto's show yesterday on the Fox News Network. I wish I could remember his name. And he did such a great job. And we're talking, and he said, you know, at the end of the day, you just don't want to, you don't want to turn on anything, any TV, any radio. You don't want to hear anything because of the noise. So thank you for allowing us to just take a respite for at least an hour with the great Carol Ault and have some fun. You know, we're going to get back into it now with this gentleman sitting right next to me, Kevin McCullough, who graces these airwaves at 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. And we're going to get to the heart of the matter. Kevin, looking dapper in your suit. You doing TV, or is this just for us? You doing
just for the great Joe Piscopo video audience. No, I thought, you know what? I get dressed up to go do Fox. Why not get dressed up to go do Joe's
thank
show?
You. Thank you, man.
Killing it on the video side these days, too.
Well, it's fun. People like to see what's going
and
on.
And we matched today. My cufflinks match your jacket pin, and these are not only American flags, but U.S. Secret Service.
Where'd you get the cufflinks, man? Those are nice.
These were a gift
very nice.
From a former serviceman.
Wow, gosh, that's great.
So and I could tell you who it was, but then he'd have to kill you.
Yeah, it's so true, man. Those guys. I got the Secret Service. I have the Homeland Security one.
Oh, nice.
You know what I like to wear? The FBI to irritate people, because I really support the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The door kickers, I certainly do. The brass that was in there for the last 8 years.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure about
you know
those
what I mean?
Guys.
You
but
know
the door
I mean?
Kickers, we like those guys.
Exactly. So I put the FBI on there. I'll wear an FBI hat just to irritate people like that, which is great. And then you know what I have, too? I have the American flag with the prayer hands that my friend Stacy got me, which is great. Because now, let me go, before we go into politics, it's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock with Kevin McCullough. The Virginia shooting, you know, the left is going to go, the guns. You know what, Kevin? I'm not even hearing anybody say anything about this Virginia shooting. 12 people died a couple days ago. We are so desensitized. We accept it. We move on. It's no one's even mortified by it. And I don't want to forget those people that died. And I want to see, there's got to be some kind of solution, because the Democrats are going to step up. The Republicans are afraid to step up. It's not a gun issue. How do we settle this thing? And are we really, truly that desensitized where we just move on from those horrific shootings?
I think a couple of observations. Number one, I don't think the gun issue really has ever been as legitimately felt by the left as they've always pretended it to be. I think they've always, it's always been a goal to be disarmed and to, you know, have more control over firearms. But I don't think that at the end of the day they lose a lot of sleep about the people that die. I think conservatives do. And the reason conservatives fight for gun rights is that they don't want vulnerable populations to be left without the opportunity to defend themselves. So if this guy had entered a workplace where somebody had been able to be armed in the process, there might have been fewer deaths that day. Yeah. You've got crazy people. You've got people that are mentally ill.
Yeah.
You've got problems.
Yeah.
It needs a holistic approach. Just one side attacking the Second Amendment or saying, no, you know, it's only mental illness. There's got to be a cooperative venture. But, Joe, you've been to D.C. recently. There's no desire to cooperate from a certain part of the American electorate right now. So that's what we're dealing with.
It's so
they're too busy investigating Trump over something that's already been litigated to say we're going to deal with the actual issues in our society.
And it's literally killing Americans, because you got to try, and not to mention just in what happened in Virginia, but on the roads. And if I say this one more time on the radio, Kevin, and you're a veteran broadcaster, and I always consider myself relatively new at, 6 years in, but 3.6 million young black kids in poverty in the United States of America, as I was a Democrat, why aren't all my Democrat friends just railing about that? They don't want to touch it. They're more interested on the Mueller probe. They're more interested in the shenanigans down by the border with misinformation down in the border, and they won't tackle the problems because it's probably something that they cannot solve. But I'm not even sure
that's it. I think it's really the fact that the left is out of power, and I think that they desperately miss not having power, and I think they want to be back in power. And so I think everything becomes utilitarian. If we can get Trump, and that's what propels us back to being in control, then that's what we'll do. If it's exploiting a gun issue or exploiting the border or just lying about things like... I was amazed this past weekend. The California Democrats held their state convention. I don't know if you saw any of the fallout from it.
Yeah. No.
One, Mr. Delaney goes and speaks, and he says... Medicare for all is a budget buster. It won't work. We can't do it. I'm for universal health care. He couldn't even get the word universal health care out of his mouth before they were booing him for saying that Medicare for all would bankrupt the country. Their own candidate trying to tell them the truth, and they boo him. Yesterday, John Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado, says we can't be like pushing socialism. It's gonna destroy the country. We got to come up with other plans, but we can't be, again, booed off the stage. Nancy Pelosi says something about, what is Trump hiding in her speech, and everybody applauds. And you look at just how many lies they tell their own people, and you're going, no wonder these folks are confused.
Yeah.
Because if the leaders of that party are saying things like that, and there's no tolerance for it, even amongst themselves, when they're in a locked room and it's no one else except just them.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're disconnected from reality.
You know, I always I don't know that I like when I see progressives on or Democrats or way liberal Democrats on, socialists on.
Right.
When I'm trying to watch something conservative, I don't want to see the other side because it's going to be negative anyway. But I try to do it on my show to be objective.
Sure.
So I had my buddy on, a family friend on, head of a progressive group. And he talked about, I said about Joe Biden. When you meet Joe Biden, you like Joe Biden. He's the guy. He's the guy that probably could at least give President Trump a run for his money. He paused for a second. This progressive, young progressive guy goes, no.
Nope.
They don't want him, man. I said, who? Elizabeth Warren. So in my mind, and I didn't tell my friend Adam, who I should have been more honest, but I wasn't, and I'm being honest to you now as I speak to you, but I wanted to go, yes, Elizabeth Warren, because, oh, my gosh, the president will smoke this girl. There's no way she shows up. But they really going to put all their chits behind Elizabeth Warren now?
Or someone just like her, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris.
We're home free, man.
There's a whole group of them. And the thing that's really working in Trump's favor is that California is now at the beginning of the electoral cycle. So before, it was kind of buried in the middle.
Yeah.
Now it's up in the first month. There's a huge basket of delegates that comes out of California. And by the time they get done with that, you're going to have a strong leader. If Biden is in the race by California, he'll be out by the time it's over, because it's going to be so hard for him to come back after that point. I think he's going to be done before then, but we'll see.
Yeah, and then, we had our buddy Jaden Horn on from Reclaim New York.
Yeah, Jaden and I, the two thorns amongst all the roses that you had booked for the show today.
I tell you, it's great, but, you look about what's I say about the millennials, how in a straight face do you preach what they're preaching? Do they not look at San Francisco and the homeless problem? This is devastating in Oregon, in Washington, in Los Angeles. It's unsanitary. It's disgusting. How do they not embrace? How do they, what you're just saying with Hickenlooper, if indeed he said that,
was
look at Venezuela. How are they being fed this misinformation and then buying it, man?
Well, on some level, there's just a lack of alternatives. So in California, you have one party that runs everything. You have a governor that's just come into office and basically said, we're going to be a sanctuary state. Our largest cities are not going to participate in the Joint Terrorism Task Force anymore. So just think about that for a second. First of all, you've got people coming in, you don't know who they are. And then they're not going to work with the federal authorities to figure out if any of them are terrorists.
Yeah.
And, last week there were 1,000 arrested in one day on the southern border, and 100 of those were from the continent of Africa, not Central America, in terms of origin.
Wow.
It's a really puzzling, disturbing piece that, and then California, of course, you can get on an airplane, go anywhere else in the country.
So they're kind of like a doorway to destruction
for the rest of the continent.
But they're buying it, man. And then I go, and Gavin Newsom gets up there, good looking guy. Hey, I'm this, I'm that. He puts a wall around his house, his $4 million house.
Yeah.
You know, and
Nancy Pelosi has a wall and a moat.
No, she has a moat around her house. No, she doesn't.
I kid you not, she has a gate and she's got a little river moat that runs around the outside of her place in San Francisco.
And they must know better. They must know better. And I think you're right. You hit the nail on the head. It's about power and control.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. Kevin, tell us about it's Defense of Freedom Month in June. What does that mean? What's
so ADF? For 970, we have a partner that is really a good friend to Salem Nationwide, Alliance Defending Freedom. And there's a case in Pennsylvania right now, Joe, that I think as a dad you probably care about this. So a young girl goes to school one day. She's getting ready for her first period PE class, and in walks a guy while she's changing to go do PE class. We've heard story after story after story about this, but when she complained, she was put under discipline. Wow. And then when her parents complained, the school district said, "No, we're not gonna deal with this." Now this is all falling under the "you got to have everybody in everybody's same bathroom all the time" kind of new transgender reality that we're all living in. Alliance Defending Freedom is supplying the legal defense for this girl and her family at no cost to them, because these cities, school districts, states figure if they can intimidate you and put you in court, you'll shut up and go away. Mm-hmm. The Alliance Defending Freedom exists to basically defend First Amendment and religious freedom rights for people that can't afford that representation.
Wow.
And this month, we're asking people to help support them so that, who knows, there may be a day when Joe Piscopo needs somebody to come to his aid and represent him based on something that you're not allowed to say anymore.
Yeah.
A free speech issue that you've been shut down.
Yeah.
If you don't have money for that defense, they come to your aid.
Yeah.
No questions asked. They're ready to go, and they've argued, and they're Supreme Court level lawyers. So it's not like slip and fall guys that opened a storefront. These are many of them have argued at the Supreme Court at more than a dozen times each. So it's a very high caliber of legal defense.
In this regard, with the ADF, and just to stay on that tone for a moment, if I can,
sure.
With the fairness doctrine, if the socialists take over, you know, and they go in watching, what happens to talk radio? You know, we've been hearing about it for years, but the fairness doctrine.
Yeah, it's pretty much dead at this point. I mean, Frankie Fiveboroughs may have some more information on it than I do, but the last time that was really being debated was in Obama's first term.
Right, right.
And once the Republicans kind of took back control of the House, that kind of went away. I don't know that it's going to ever come back, because you've had principled liberals, people like Alan Combs, that stood up and said, no, this is you should let the free market determine what happens. And the reason Air America didn't stay on the air was because they couldn't build audiences.
Remember that, man?
I know. That's Rachel Maddow was a radio host before she got her gig at MSNBC.
Franken?
Franken was the 12 o'clock Eastern matchup against Rush in a complete abysmal failure in talk radio from the left perspective. Maddow did the, I think, the midday show just before him. So it was that
So we have to worry about that, you know.
I don't know that that's going to come back. But the more pressing thing that ADF is fighting is on the individual issue. So you've got kids in school. You've got communities, companies trying to force people that are of conscience that don't want to provide abortion funding in their insurance plan or be made to observe other things that would violate their faith. City government, state governments come in trying to force them to do it.
Yeah.
ADF jumps on their case, takes the case for them, takes it to whatever court necessary, and more times than not, it's usually successful. And if people would like to help them, 800-569-1559. All month long, we're going to be telling you stories about how they're making a difference.
Cool. Because you know what's upsetting, too, before we let you go, man, is when now they have a transgender, like there's a guy says, I'm a girl, and then he's got the testosterone. I don't care what you are. And then they compete. And then they're breaking and crushing all the female records.
Right.
This is such an assault to women all across the board. And where are the feminists? Why aren't they fighting this? You got somebody doing, and you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
The powerlifting champ? That's a guy.
No, the new NC2A National Track and Field Championship in the women's division is a biological male. And he smashed the record, and he competed. He tried to compete last year in the men's division, was in last place in everything that he did, goes to the women's division and is killing it. There's no more women's sports, Joe. There's no more female sports. There's men's sports, and co-ed.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Title IX, forget all that. Unless the feminist groups wake up and say, hey, maybe women are worth fighting for. Yeah. I'm a conservative. I'm willing to fight for them.
Yeah.
Will my leftist liberal friends stand up and fight with me to save them?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't want my daughter playing soccer or rugby or track or any of that stuff up against guys.
It's true. Far too much substance in this conversation. We're going to go to dating next.
Well, you were
next.
Floating on such a cloud after the last hour. I was wondering if we were going to be able to talk about anything, but I'm just glad that...
How great is Carol, though? She's great.
She's awesome. You know, she's awesome. I'd met her one other time before, seeing her in the hallway here, and she's always just been...
Yeah, very smart.
What she was saying about Melania really is applicable to her. She's one of the most gracious
Melania
people.
Is Jackie O, man. And they can't stand it. They just can't stand it. The president and Melania look spectacular in Britain. I'm proud to watch them.
Did you love her hat tip to Princess Di yesterday?
Oh,
that
Ralph
Lauren.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fabulous. Kevin, 5 o'clock. Kevin McCullough on the radio with John Katsimatidis on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Right? That's tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd stick around for extra time on Wednesday.
That's a good show.
Fun.
It's a great
Thank
show.
You.
That's a great show, Kevin. Great to see you,
my
brother.
You too.
God bless you.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, you too as well. Piscopo in the morning, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. There's Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you. Hi, Deb. How you doing out there this morning?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening, guys, over on the BQE, the eastbound BQE, moving slowly up by the Battery Tunnel. It's an accident in the left lane. We're still seeing slowdowns on the FDR Drive North in the 70s. That's a stalled car. And prepare for some slowdowns on the LIE West right at Main Street in Queens. A disabled truck, he's over in the right lane, so you're going to see some slowdowns over there. Traffic is moving slowly on Sunrise Highway West at Wellwood Ave, getting out toward North Lindenhurst with an accident as well. Traffic moving okay for you at the inbound GWB. The Lincoln Tunnel still waiting about 15 to 20, and over at the Holland 15 to 20. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to 208 South, right into Route 4 in Paramus with a crash. And 21 North, right at 46 in Clifton. It's an accident. 78 East exit 48, emergency construction on the ramp in the local lanes. And over on 45 in Spring Valley, closed with an accident investigation. Sunny today, high of 72. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt believes the Mueller report is incoherent.
I get wound up about this. The report was incomprehensible. It's actually indecipherable. News organizations are divided on something as basic as whether or not there are 10 or 11 specific fact patterns reviewed in Part 11. That's how badly it's written. And it's profoundly irresponsible. He fumbled the ball badly. Badly.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Modell. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save save big, you gotta go to Moe's.
Savings for MVP members.
You have got to go to Moe's. Mitchell Modell's 924 with Joe Piscopo's on the radios. Great to have you with us this morning. It's a zoo. It's a zoo in the studio. There's Eileen walking in front of the camera. We love it. Sit right there and watch. Watch out. What a dinosaur I am. I stand and you sit. There we go. Have to do that. So we talk about relationships, and I tell you, the exes and everything, and it's all good, by the way. Don't get me wrong. It's all good. But you have to set up so you're not your financial legacy goes away. You don't want it to go away. It can just disappear. You have to plan. You have to plan for it, right? You have to think a will, a trust, a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. I had all that going through my mind. And so I talked to my son, Joey, my older son, who's a blessing, my superstar son, Joey. I mean, my consigliere, Joey, I'm worried. I want you guys all to be taken care of. But there's other people. Your exes end up dating someone, and you don't know who that someone is. And will that someone try to be nipping at your heels? You could lock it all in. You could estate plan like nobody else if you go to Connors and Sullivan and you meet Mike Connors. Now, look what Mike is doing for you, which I love. You can go to a free seminar with Mike himself Tuesday, June 25th. At the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And Thursday, June 27th at Bocelli Ristorante, that's on Highland Boulevard and on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, you can call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. Don't forget, Lisa's going to answer the phone. You will meet Bridget, Beth. Beth is just a glorious gal, Mike's wife. And Rose is over there. Everybody's over there that you will love at Connors and Sullivan. They'll make you feel comfortable. And you have to plan. You have got to plan. 718-238-6500. Call for your own free initial appointment at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Remember what Mike always says. Mike Connors himself says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
There's the man right there, 927. Let it rip, Abbott. Let's get this party started. Bruce with Piscopo on the radio, baby.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back.
Like Frank likes this song because he can understand the words. He always goes, we like
Jersey
Bruce.
People, right?
Jersey. Eileen, great. Eileen Fisher, she is the matchmaker, relationship expert. Did you see Carol Alt? Were you impressed, Carol?
I was. And my friend from City Quiet Windows was on it, was on Inside Edition with him, but I was kind of bummed I didn't get to see her.
Oh.
But, my legs compared to hers.
What
do you guys think, huh?
I think you're
can
doing
you
pretty.
Say
I like
it.
I think, yeah. Thank you, Al. I think you are. I think you're doing pretty good. Please stop. Will you stop?
I prefer your height.
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
She's great. Great gal. But see, there's the girl I should probably be with. We have a great relationship. She does. By the way, she does. You're a relationship expert, Eileen. Where can we give the way? Every time I talk about Carol, I turn it to Ralph Cramden.
Again, when he talks about me, he says that. So
right. That's right. Right.
I say this is my favorite radio station. I do. I'm like, Frank, get me on. Seriously, now I'm second choice.
Where can we find you online?
At Heart Match Me or at Elite Connections.
Elite Connections. So I don't know. Is it okay not to have a relationship? Even because Carol, I said to her, right here, you heard it. Mm-hmm. I said, "You heard it?" She goes, "No, I've had it." She goes, "If you were a gay guy, I'd be with you all the time," which I thought was funny because she likes like a pal, I guess. But as a relationship, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay not to have a relationship. Am I right?
It's not okay to be alone.
Oh.
My client yesterday, he's 62, and he said, Eileen, is it okay that I don't want to be alone? I said, you shouldn't be. No.
He
doesn't want to be alone. It doesn't, being alone doesn't mean a sex partner only. Hello.
Well,
it means more of a friend. Everyone has their void. And today, if it's okay with you, one of the most important things I'm talking about now is handholding and how important it is to handhold. And yesterday I stopped at Wait a minute. Should we all take a moment? Feel it. Wait. I'm going to go to Frank then.
Me.
Frank, feel
don't
like how me. Nice it is to handhold. And we all forget that the passion comes from a handhold, and but you want to hold that person's hand. You see a couple walking down the street, and sometimes you're like, oh, God, they're together. But other times you see, and they're holding hands, and it's a beautiful thing to just want to hold someone's hand and feel the chemistry and the connections, but most importantly, feel the support you have for each other.
Yeah.
And we all forget that.
But I tell you, girls always tell me, we're speaking about way too much, and forgive us, you're watching 9:30 with Joe on the radio. Girls always tell me you're so romantic. Like, I'm romantic because I like to hold hands. I like to hug. I do all that. I guess I am romantic like that, you know? But I don't really want right now a relationship. But every time I say that, I think of me home falling down. I've fallen and I can't get up. And I got nobody to call.
You need that button.
No, and then Otis comes up. Rawr, rawr, rawr,
my dog.
What happened?
No, you need two apartments.
Smack it for me, please. What?
Well,
it's the
because
truth.
Because he's right.
Thank you.
The dog's always going to just stare. Staring at me.
He's going to open up his eyes and think it's a woman kissing him, but it's a big dog.
Right, right.
It's my slobber boy.
Yeah, big problem.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, Joe, you can't be alone. You don't have to have someone all the time being with you. You can have your own apartment, but you shouldn't be alone.
You look good.
The problem,
how can I look good after you had Carol Alt here?
I'm sorry. Now, you see, that sounded like salacious. You look like you've been working out. That's what I meant to say. God bless
you,
girl.
Wait a minute. Hold it, you two. What? Do I look any different?
I think you look great.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Look at your guns, girl.
You do.
You're doing good.
Well, if you like my guns, then, you know, you're sitting there talking about Carol Alt's, you know, whatever. I'm second here. You know, I'm sorry, supermodel to 5'2" Jewish woman.
Will you stop?
See?
Please.
The problem with Joe is that he lives so remotely that you're right about having somebody part-time because they couldn't find where he lives. That's the thing.
No, it's not that.
It's not even on the GPS.
Let me psychoanalyze myself here.
Oh, boy.
Time. If I can. Is that because I have such responsibility to my children, and when there's always a second, I say, let me help the kids, and then I can't relax for a minute. I know at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, maybe twice a day, I'll go through and I'll try to touch base with all my kids, texting, calling, going to see them, and that's not fair to put a woman in that situation.
That's an excuse. We all have time. What are you doing Friday night?
What do you got in mind?
Exactly. What are you doing Friday night? Seriously.
What am I doing Friday night, Frankie? Am I out somewhere?
I think you're free.
So here's my point. Here's my point. You have time to go on a date.
Ugh.
But now he'll say, well, sad. No, that's my point.
I don't want to go on a date.
No.
Hi, so where are you from? Oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah. And then did you go to school? What school did you go to?
Just pass on an index card.
Tired.
You can't be alone. You don't want Otis licking your face. He cannot
That's
be alone.
True. He was so cute.
You're not allowed to be
alone.
No,
he wants the date as long as the date starts around 4 and it ends by 7:30. He's good.
But that's okay.
You're right.
I'm
exactly.
That's okay.
No.
You just have to make some time. Yeah. Look, he's checking his calendar now.
Before I don't think I could.
You don't have to call it a date.
I'm in a moment. I'll grow out of it, I think.
You've
but
been
right
in a moment
now.
Since I met you.
Oh my God.
I've been asking to go out with you and be your wing girl, and you won't let me yet. I saw on Instagram that you've been out doing things.
Mm.
So
So
I could have gone with you and being your wing girl.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's say then I meet somebody and it's good. Now you got to make the phone call. Now you got to say, hey. You're going to do the hey. Then you do the hey text. Hey.
I hate texting.
Hey, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Hey, how are you? You know what? I really don't want to talk to you. I love you. You're great. But I got so many things to do. I don't have time to do it.
You don't have to talk to them like that. You could say you want to meet Wednesday, 4 to 7:30 for a drink or blah, 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 or whatever.
Mm.
Or just a handhold. Go for a walk with you, Otis, and whomever.
I'll be batty out of my mind. I can't do it.
See?
But you're not romantic either.
Excuse me?
You are not romantic.
I'm not romantic.
No.
Okay.
You are, no.
Who bought you maple syrup? I'm not romantic.
Wait,
no.
What are you doing with the maple
no,
syrup?
No, no, no. There's this sprayable maple syrup that you can put on your French toast. That's why.
That is so it doesn't touch your fingers.
Finger.
Yeah.
Wow.
See how I thought of it?
But
I am
a very romantic person with my wife.
Wow.
Are you really?
Wait, why did he say with my wife?
I know. I was saying the same thing.
I can be romantic with other people, too, but I think my wife would have a problem with it.
You know, Red Hook Robin. Red Bank Robin. You know, or all the
Margaret
other platonic
is her name, yeah, and it's not, yeah, you know, whatever. But the point is,
we're
I could be romantic
back
with
to
other
the
people.
First time when
no,
I
I'm
met
just
you.
Saying, I could be romantic with other people, but my wife would have an issue with it. But I'm very romantic with my wife.
I'm a romantic. I'm a romantic. When I'm in a relationship, I'm all, you know, I know what it is. Eileen, I know what it is. I've been burned. I've been burned so bad. I trusted so bad. And I think back to these relationships, and I go, and I think a lot of the times, you know what? I feel like I've been with this gal a long time. I should have given her more. And I said, wait a minute. I've done everything that I possibly could do, whatever they want. And I always come back to get crushed, and I think I hit the wall.
Relationship 101, stop living in the past.
Yeah.
Fill a new void. Stop with the, they did this. You got to fill the void.
The trust factor. But how do you trust somebody if
you
get burned like that?
You start with the friendship. You start with the hand-holding. You're romantic. Mm. Go out. Take a walk with Otis. With whomever. Otis does exist, right, by the
yeah,
way?
Yeah, no, he okay. does.
He's a good dog, too.
Okay. Yeah, he's a great dog.
Otis will tell you also.
I got. Me and my dog.
You feel sorry for me?
Ruh-roh.
You know who you sound? Who does he sound like?
Scooby-Doo.
No, Rastro. Rastro from the
Jetsons.
If you want to get to know Al, when Al goes on dates with platonic friends, he'll do Scooby-Doo and Larry King, and you won't be able to tell the difference.
Amazing.
Let me hear Larry King.
You want to hear? Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. Hello, you're on with Larry King.
Not bad, right?
Not
little,
bad.
A lot of those Scooby. Scooby. Little
really
Scooby
like
in there.
Scooby. Thank you. I liked it. Thanks. I liked it.
Works every time.
But going back to therapy 101 over here.
Uh-oh.
Quit going living in the past.
Okay.
You got to be a friends with somebody. You okay. have to hold their hands. You have to allow someone in your space. And then you'll see.
Yeah, yes. See? Already.
You're not allowed to be alone. You're not, Joe. I'm going to come here and annoy Frank and Al and say, I'm coming on until Joe says he's going to date someone and allow them in their life to
I like
be a
that.
Friend.
You're the best. Eileen, elitehookups.com.
Connections.
What's it called again? Yeah.
EliteConnections.com or HeartMatchMe on Instagram.
All right. Eileen, thank you. You're a sweetheart. You are so fun. Eileen Fisher right now. And she's married, so there's the firewall right there. Hey, Big Al Gattulo, my friend who bought me maple syrup so lovingly.
I want to break up with you.
Yeah, now.
It's over.
Now.
Can I do the news now? Please?
Yes, Al with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The section of the High Line known as the Spur on Manhattan's west side will be dedicated today. It opens to the public tomorrow. The High Line is a public park built on nearly 1.5 mile long elevated old rail structure from Gansevoort Street to 34th Street. New York City officials will be on hand this morning for a ceremony dedicating the spur, which is the widest area on the High Line. It's the last part of the original structure to be converted into public space. And outraged Mets fans are gathering on the Upper East Side to let New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady know that his move to copyright the iconic nickname of Tom Seaver, Tom Terrific, is both insensitive and shameful. They say Brady is tarnishing the legacy of the New York Mets legend by buying the rights to the name Tom Terrific, which has been synonymous with Seaver for 5 decades. The rally takes place at Sojourn Restaurant at 5 p.m. Seaver, who is 74, has retired from public life after being diagnosed with dementia back in March. In sports, the Yankees are in Toronto tonight to battle the Blue Jays. The Bombers lead the AL East by 2.5. Mets host the Giants tonight for the start of a 3-game series. The Amazons 4.5 back in the NL East. And the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4, goes to the Blues. They skated past the Bruins 4-2. Series now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 set for Thursday night in Boston. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. We're seeing delays on the Uptown A train. Also, watch out for slowdowns this morning as you head to the eastbound side of the BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. A disabled truck, one lane remains blocked over there. It's pretty busy on the FDR Drive South. meltdown through the 70s, and on the LIE West at Sunnyside Boulevard, disabled truck, the right lane remains blocked. Over on 78 eastbound, exit 48, emergency construction in the local lanes. The ramp is also blocked over there. And let's see what's happening here on 45 North Main Street at Washington Ave in Spring Valley. That's still closed. It's all due to an ongoing accident investigation that's been out there all morning. Central Park Avenue, multi-vehicle accident as you get out through Yonkers. So do watch out for some delays here on Central Park Avenue out by Midland Avenue as well. Alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. Sunny today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now, Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 941 right now, telling you about MyPillow. This is the offer. Are you ready? Are you ready? Get your phone ready. Get your phone ready. And remember this, please, MyPillow.com, Mr. Mike Lindell. One of my favorite people on all of the earth, Mr. Mike Lindell. Mr. MyPillow came up with this, and he called us first right here on the Piscopo Show, where you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, my friends. And this offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, please. You're going to love the MyPillow. You know what's great about this deal that I'm telling you? Because I love you, because you're my friend and you're my family. And I tell you because I love you, because of that 60-day money-back guarantee. Boom! That's all you need to know. 60-day money-back guarantee. And the pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com. Or again, the phone number, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 942 on AM 970. The Answer. Timothy Henschel is a co-founder and CEO of Hotel Planner and Meetings.com, the world's largest online group travel provider. Hey, Timothy, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, it's great. I know you're in the Wall Street Journal, and Frankie gave me all accolades about you, so we appreciate it. I wanted to talk to you about the tariffs, if we could, for listeners that are not familiar with Hotel Planner. First, what exactly is Hotel Planner, Timothy?
So we do group bookings, and we also help individuals. So if we negotiate a really low group rate, let's just say 50, 60% off the prevailing rate, and it doesn't pick up all of the rooms in that block, we can resell them to individuals. We package them up with special event tickets. So, at the website hotelplanner.com, consumers can take these deals and take advantage. So, yeah, it's a good deal.
So what do you think about these tariffs, first on the Chinese imports, and as of next Monday, Mexican imports? Are you concerned about the impact of these tariffs in your business?
Well, we've kind of seen a slowing down in the hotel industry for a little bit. I'm actually here for the NYU Hotel Investment Conference, and there's a big party last night at the Knickerbocker put on by the largest hotel owners in the city called Highgate Hotels, and everybody was there. Ian Schrager was there. Ja Rule performed. But, you know, between all that entertaining, all these hotel owners were basically talking about the fact that rates are flat this year, and they have been for a while. And they're just calling it rate fatigue because we've had the highest ADR, average daily rate, growth for the last 5 years, record revenues, record profits. And we just think the consumer is a little worn out of all these rate increases. So they're finally seeing a rate plateau, which usually means that rates will start to fall because there's so much new inventory for our new hotel builds that have started to come on, like Virgin Hotels is building something in Midtown. All that new inventory is going to mean that rates have to come down because the demand stays flat. It should mean for lower rates. So that's good news for people who are looking to travel this summer. The hotel rates should get a little bit cheaper for everybody. But, yeah, you know, international tariffs, it's not good. But the strong dollar is actually weighed down on international travel to the U.S. With a strong dollar, though, that means going to places like the U.K. is a great deal going because the pound's been weak for a while. And with the new Brexit, you know, news with the EU elections that just happened, the pound just tumbled again by another 1 to 2% versus the dollar. So there's amazing deals to be had in London right now.
Yeah, because New York, man, Timothy. I mean, I'm a Jersey guy, and I stay in New York and stay at the hotels. Oh, my gosh. You can't get a cheap hotel. We are part of a group, like a club that you join, so you get a pretty good price. But in New York, are there any good values at all? Because not only is it just a hotel that's expensive in the city, and they know that they got you, but that it's I'm looking at occupancy tax, this tax, that tax, and it's ridiculously expensive, you know? How do you combat that in a city like New York?
Well, you just mentioned it. You belong to a membership organization. We in the industry can call that a closed user group. So in our site, that's what I was referring to before. We have these group deals.
Got it.
And they're negotiated in advance. If they don't pick up, we make it aware to you. But usually you'll have to do something, log into a system, be part of a loyalty member group or something like that that qualifies you for those special, special discounts. Closed user group rates are what they're called in the industry jargon. And that's where you can get some last minute or even, you know, in advance special deals, 40-50% below what the publicly displayed rate is.
Cool. How much of a game changer have sites like Travelocity and Airbnb been?
So actually, Travelocity was acquired by Expedia a couple of years ago. So they've, you know, done some things with it at Expedia, who also owns Hotels.com and Orbit. And, you know, it's still the gnome is still around and running strong. But Airbnb's been making the biggest moves because they're, you know, slated to go public. And they bought Hotel Tonight, which it was a great little app and still is a great app. That you get discount rooms, again, the closed user group environment, because you download the app and then there's certain rules that you apply to, but then you get that 40-50% off to book that room, you know, 24 or 48 hours in advance at special hotels. So Airbnb bought them. They're expanding out their hotel offering quite aggressively because basically now that Expedia owns HomeAway and VRBO, they're in the alternative accommodation market, and Booking.com, which is their biggest competitor, Expedia, is in the alternative accommodation market. Airbnb, which is the king, you know, the grandfather of alternative accommodation market, now needs to expand into hotels, and that's what they did with the Hotel Tonight acquisition to compete better with Expedia and Booking.com.
Well, hey, Timothy Henchel with Joe Piscopo, co-founder of CEO and CEO of Hotel Planner and Meetings.com. Hey, there was a big profile, before we let you go, Timothy, on you on the Wall Street Journal, like I just said, that was a few days ago, saying you're the type of CEO who makes every day a training day. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it really came out to the fact that I got really fat back 10 years ago. I mean, really fat. And the doctor said I was pushing, you know, a heart attack guaranteed by 40.
Wow.
So I had to drop 80 pounds. I dropped 80 pounds. I've run 5 marathons. And So we made, you know, exercise part of the routine for the whole, you know, company. Whenever anybody wants to take an hour, 2 hours off at any time in the day, just to get a workout in, because you never know when that, you know, inspiration is going to hit you. Then you can do that, you know, and that's just part of our corporate culture. And I think it's paid off well for us. You know, people respect that.
Yeah, that is. First. Are you kidding me? That is awesome, man. Yeah, I remember I went to college, man, and I remember I ballooned up my sophomore year of college, like the 220 and counting. You know, and you have to stop it. What was the turning point that the doctor told you that maybe this isn't the?
Yeah. I beat you. I was up to 250.
Oh,
and I got back down to my college weight at 180 though. So.
Well. Look at you, man. Yeah. Hey, Timothy, great chatting with you, man. And you're welcome here anytime. Please keep us posted and just enjoy the conversation and have a great time in New York, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Timothy Henschel right there, co-founder and CEO of HotelPlannerAndMeetings.com. Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads. How you, Debbie? How you doing this morning?
Okay.
Busy, busy morning, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a little bit lighter than normal because it's a holiday, so you have alternate sides suspended. So it's not as crazy as it normally is.
Oh, we'll take it, Deb. We'll take it.
That's for sure. So alternate side parking rules suspended citywide. Metered parking rules remain in effect, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on the eastbound BQE. That's still pretty busy up by the Battery Tunnel. Accident in the right lane. And the westbound BQE, a disabled truck in the same area. Now, over at the Verrazano Bridge, upper level, Brooklyn bound, that's an accident, so you're slowing down on the Staten Island Expressway East right into the Verrazano Bridge. Expect some slowdowns on the Cross Bronx West, Sheridan, out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. The outbound side of the GWB, you have construction on the upper level till 2:30. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel looks fine. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about a 10-minute delay. 208 southbound, slowing down through Fairlawn with an accident still being cleared out by Route 4 getting into Paramus. And 18 is going to be busy as well as you head southbound down through Albany Street as you get down through that New Brunswick area. So prepare for delays there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Michael Conti.
And I'm Michael Honig from Honig Conti Perino Insurance.
Our families have been in business since 1902. We want to let you know about some common misconceptions most people have about insurance. Number one, I don't need it. That'll never happen to me.
Well, 9 out of 10 claims are water damage claims. And whether you're a business owner or a homeowner, it's not the thousands of dollars it costs to make the repairs that will shock you, but the tens of thousands of dollars it costs for a temporary office or housing.
Bet you didn't know that. Number two, insurance is like a drive-through, and I can purchase it like a side of fries.
The process shouldn't be difficult, but it does require real people that can guide you.
Whether providing insurance for your apartment, co-op, condo, house, or your business, Michael Honig and Michael Conti are names you can trust. So call the Michaels today at 212-777-7113. That's 212-777-7113 or visit them online at honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3 week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3 week quick start today.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy and beautiful today with a high of 72, and partly to mostly cloudy and mild tonight, the low 62 in Midtown, mid to upper 50s in the suburbs. More clouds than sun tomorrow and becoming warmer and more humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the area, mainly during the afternoon and at night. The high tomorrow, 82. We had a Thursday warm and rather humid with clouds and sun, just a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, the high 84. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, hey, thank you, Al. I love telling everybody about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is it. That it is so... Look, people come up to me and they go, Joe, business people come up to me. Tell me about Rhino Shield. I go, what do you need to know? It's the best thing ever invented for your business. And then I say, for your home. Because Rhino Shield process reflects UV rays. You hear me telling you this. Saving energy on both cooling and heating of your home or business. Saving you money for years to come. And you don't have to paint. You don't have to repaint everything. And you don't. Is your commercial building or home in need of repointing brick? Do you have cracks or peeling stucco? Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive, primer sealer, okay? Ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproofs, and it is done. And you will get a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. So when the business folks come up to me, they come up to me all the time, Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield for my business. That's what Susan does. And you can get a free estimate for your business. Now, if you're a homeowner like me and you don't want to paint and you don't want to keep repainting, you got to Rhino Shield your home as well. Susan will come over, give you a free estimate there, and you'll see by a computer graphic on what your home or, again, what your business will look like. And it's fun. It's easy. It's quick. It's Rhino Shield. You can go to rhinoshieldofny.com to read about this unique process and set up, again, a free estimate. Rhino Shield of NY. rhinoshieldofny.com. You can call Susan, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Johnny Cash. Oh, yeah. Olivia's playing this the other day on a guitar. How about that? Keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That's the great Johnny Cash. Some of my kids are so into it. Yeah, Olivia picks up a guitar like that, starts playing this riff like that, and then she wants to do It Ain't Me, Babe. That Johnny did with June Carter Cash. So
it's a great song. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, she harmonizes it, nails it. So we're working on that. And then you know where I'm going, Frank? I got the whole plan with the kids because Mikey's by himself ripping it up. And now Olivia's great. Now I got you guys a father. You got to just set your kids up and step back. The two of them together. There's an artist I told you about, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
She's like 17, very, very popular with her brother like this. So I'm telling you, I got the plan. I got the plan for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Just to, you know what I mean? It's better than just hanging around.
Absolutely.
Every weekend. We go out, we have fun. And,
absolutely.
And by the grace of God, it'll all work out. Frankie, press conference with the president and with Theresa May.
Yeah, they just wrapped up. They went on for quite a while. So they covered a wide variety of subjects, everything from the mayor of London to Brexit. Trump spent a lot of time talking about the 75th anniversary of D-Day. He also said he thinks that Britain should still go forward with Brexit, which, of course, ultimately would prove to be the end of Theresa May's prime ministership.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, he had some very laudatory things to say about her. He said she's probably a better negotiator than me.
He said that?
Yeah, he did. So I think it was interesting. But we'll bring you all the highlights tomorrow morning.
You know what? And I just, can we just say, is it okay to say, this has been so far a very successful trip that makes me proud to be an American, to watch the president and Melania in Great Britain, our friends. I mean, please, can we just say everything's okay and not criticize it? Thank you. One day. That's all. Frankie, great show.
Thank you, Joe.
For letting us sidestep a little bit. Al, you're all right, man. I love you, man. And thank you. And Debbie, I love you, too. And we're going to be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I'm going to meet with a nun right now. Yes, I am. I'll tell you all about that tomorrow morning.
Bless you.
Oh, look out. Get the ruler, baby. Piscopo in the morning. Go out and make it the best day ever. Thanks for listening. You know why? You deserve it. God bless. God bless your family.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.